Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Moving of the Spirit. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Genesis 1:1 says, In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. Say that out loud, that last part of that verse. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. He moved. Does he still move today?
Yes, sir.
Oh, thank God, yes. And if you ever experienced much of the moving of the Spirit, then nothing else will satisfy you forever after that, because nothing else compares. And there's a whole lot of stuff that people get hyped up about, and there's a lot of flesh, and there's confusion. But once you taste the real, then nothing else will satisfy you. Because when you experience the true moving of the Spirit, you are tasting of the powers of the world to come. Hallelujah. You are tasting of your future. Woo, glory. And so many times people say, well, you know, it's as the Spirit wills. And there are many things that are that way. It's true. But He wills a lot more than people think. There are many times He's been willing to do some things, but people have not understood. They didn't recognize it was Him. They knew something was going on, but they didn't know it was Him, and they didn't know how to yield, and they didn't know how to cooperate. And we've talked about that so many times, even people that have tasted a little bit of the moving of the Spirit, they might know one way to yield, or two, or three, but that's about it. Then they try to put everything in that same box, and when they sense Him, they just try to do the same thing they did last time, and sometimes just dissipate the anointing. For instance, you know, the Bible said the Spirit of God on the day of Pentecost came on all of them, and they were filled with the Spirit. Well, He's moving then, right? How'd they get filled? He's moving, moved on them. They were all filled with the Spirit, and what happened? Begin to speak with other tongues. So how did you yield to the Spirit's moving on that occasion? Well, it wasn't time to run, wasn't time to shake, wasn't time to scream. What was it time to do? Speak in tongues. For instance, one day it says Jesus came and He was preaching, and it said the power of the Lord was present to heal them. Well, then how do we yield to this? Well, it's not just time to talk in tongues. It's not time to dance. Did you hear me now? What's it time for? It's time, the way you yield to the moving of the Spirit on this occasion is it's healing time. Receive a healing. Let's yield to healing. Believe we receive healing. So just a couple of examples, and we're never going to learn every and all the ways the Spirit can move. He is God, you know. And you could write a 10 million volume set on the moving of the Spirit, and you would not cover everything. Now, we know that there are 9 main ways, main areas and main ways that He manifests Himself. You remember that in 1 Corinthians? Talks about, you know, word of knowledge and word of wisdom and discerning of spirits and faith. Some translations say special faith, or working of miracles and gifts of healings and tongues and interpretation of tongues and prophecy. Well, these are some of the main ways that He moves. We need to be very familiar with these. And it's no wonder that in so many cases that people, so many groups are so very limited in the moving of the Spirit, because you got whole denominations don't even believe in tongues or interpretation or prophecy. Well, that's a third, right, of the manifestation of the Spirit. You got some of the same people, some other people, they don't believe in healings. or miracles. Did you hear me? Or special faith. You see what I'm saying? So if you don't believe in this, you actually believe against it, the Spirit of God couldn't even try to move with you. You don't believe in it. So you're not going to cooperate with Him. You're not going to yield to Him. Well, we know, you and I, I'm talking about in this church, we know a little bit. Least we believe in tongues. Right? We believe in interpretation. We believe in prophecy. We believe in healings. We believe in miracles. Right? It's a good start. And the rest, we believe in. We believe it's for today. Happens now. So at least we're open. Thank God. But there's much more yet to learn and know and understand about cooperating with Him. Now, we've covered a number of things, but go on over to the New Testament to 1 Corinthians, the second chapter. 1 Corinthians 2. 1 Corinthians 2, are you there? Verse 4, he said, my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power. In demonstration of the Spirit. Well, then would the Spirit have been moving? Well, He demonstrated something. How are you going to demonstrate something and you didn't do anything? Well, He's doing something. He's moving. And to demonstrate, what does that mean? Well, one definition would be show. To show it. And He said demonstration of the Spirit, and it wasn't just dead, it was of power. That, or so that, your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Should we have faith not just in men and men's smarts and men's intellects and men's wisdom and understanding, but faith in what? No, what did the Scripture say? Faith in the power of God. The Scripture said in the last days, there'd be people who would have a form of godliness, but they would deny what?
Power.
They'd deny the power. They'd say, oh, no, no, that's passed away. No, the age of miracles is past. No, God don't do that. They would deny the power. And you see it. There's a lot of people like that. Not us, not us, not us, not you, right?
No.
Say it out loud, I have faith.
I have faith.
I believe.
I believe.
In the power of God.
In the power of God.
Now.
Now.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We have faith in the power of God. So when you come up against something that a man can't fix and nobody knows what to do about it, it can still be fixed by the power of God. Right? I can still get my needs met. When I don't see any way, by the power of God, I could still be healed. When it's said to be, you know, incurable, I can still be healed. Why? What man can't do, what medicine can't do, what surgery can't do, the power of God can do. It can. Yeah, but they're in such bad shape, and my family member and this and that, and they can't break out. Yeah, by the power of God, they can change. They can get free. Yeah, but it seems impossible. There's a lot of things seem impossible and are impossible with man, but not with God, not with God. Say it again, I have faith.
I have faith.
In the power of God.
In the power of God.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Yes, we do. Skip on over to the 12th chapter of 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians 12. This chapter starts off by saying, now concerning spiritual, actually the word gifts is in italics. It was added by the translators. Literally, you could say it like this, concerning spirituals are things of and pertaining to the Spirit. So would this be a good chapter to read and study about the moving of the Spirit?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. And before it's over with, we're going to get in here some. I would not have you ignorant. Now, any times the Lord says, I don't want you to be ignorant about this, why would He have said it? Because there's a lot of ignorance. There are whole denominations that stay out of this chapter. Right? He said, I don't want you ignorant about this. And he goes on to say, verse 4, their diversities, verse 3, I need to read again. I give you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of God calls Jesus accursed, and that no man can say that Jesus is Lord but by the Holy Ghost. Now see, he starts off this chapter talking about the gifts and manifestations and ministries of the Spirit by saying, when the Spirit of God is moving and speaking, he's not going to say anything bad about Jesus. He's going to glorify Jesus. And if there's something supposed to be a tongue or interpretation or some kind of prophecy or some kind of vision, and it's disrespectful of Jesus and it says something bad about Jesus, it cannot be the Holy Ghost. So now we got into that quite a bit last week, and let me just reiterate two main things about the moving of the Spirit. The Spirit moves to manifest the Word. And the Spirit moves to magnify Jesus, which is really saying the same thing, because He is the Word. But it stimulates your thinking in two different areas when you say it like that. Let me say it again. We're talking about the moving of the Spirit. Do we hunger for the moving of the Spirit? Well, what is He interested in? The Spirit of God. What's He interested in? He's interested in manifesting, or we've seen both words here. I was about to read it here in 1 Corinthians 12. He said, verse 7, but the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. Who can have this moving of the Spirit?
Every man.
Every man. That means every male man and every female man. You understand what I'm saying? Man, when he says man, he's talking about both genders. Every person can have the manifestation of the Spirit to profit withal for the profit of the whole body, which glorifies Jesus. When his body is built up and edified, that blesses and pleases and glorifies Him. Not, notice why he said, why would he add that? The manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal, the whole. See, it's not just for individual benefit. We talked about that some last week, but I need to pick up here and review and reiterate. The moving of the Spirit is not just about you and I having experiences. That's where people get off. And not just two or three people, virtually everybody. It's a characteristic of youth. And when I say youth, I don't just mean chronologically. You can be 50 years old, but just got saved last week.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Moving of the Spirit, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, June 3rd, as we begin our week-long marriage meeting. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Faith and fear to God, God who gives me